farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, Cabinet approves another $95 million to help the agriculture sector bounce back from the recent drought conditions. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it closes. Sometimes I feel like I live a work.
Say you hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Severe drought conditions affected the island from January to July of this year, causing huge losses to the agricultural sector. The government will be providing $95 million to help farmers recover. Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says $50 million will be spent immediately, while the balance of $45 million will be used in the first quarter of 2015.
Of the $50 million mentioned above, $30 million will be spent in phase one on the resuscitation of farms that suffered losses resulting from the drought.
Farms which suffered losses as a result of the drought and are benefiting from financial assistance are located in St. Anne, St. Mary, St. Thomas, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. James, Manchester, and Westmorland. Additionally, 500 farmers have been identified for support with material, fertilizer, and land preparation under the project, being managed by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. RADA will also provide assistance to 38 members of the Jamaica Greenhouse Growers Association for the excavation of reservoirs and the installation of pond liners to store water that will be harvested from the roof of their greenhouse.
This support goes beyond recovery of these farmers, but will put them in a position to withstand any future droughts. In summary, each of these beneficiaries would have had sufficient storage for continuous production in some 6,000 square feet of greenhouse space for up to 4 months.
Minister Kellyer emphasizes that the government's response is not only aimed at saving crops, but also boosting the sector's production capacity.
This initiative must therefore be viewed in the context of the minister's thrust to ensure the sustainability of increased productivity in order to increase export, drive growth, create employment, and reduce imports. In that regard, the ministry is therefore assisting not just potato growers, but our greenhouse farmers and others to rise to that challenge.
Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
And now for our proverb of the day. Today's proverb, the wisest man a fool sometimes. Translation, the wisest man is sometimes a fool, and this means everyone has moments of vulnerability. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, for producer Leanne Schaefer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.